man, it's me.
Oh, far out. Come on in, man.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. Paul McCartney isn't exactly known to shy away from the limelight. Normally, his preference is to be out front for the world to see. So it may come as some surprise that the amount of behind-the-scenes uncredited work he is actually guilty of. And we're starting with Billy J. Kramer's cover of Lennon and McCartney's From a Window, recorded at Abbey Road with George Martin producing. It featured Paul harmonizing on the final note. And The Silky, a British folk group that was also managed by Brian Epstein. Their cover of You've Got to Hide Your Love Away featured Paul on rhythm guitar and George Harrison on tambourine. John Lennon was producer. Here's both.
Late yesterday night, I saw a light shine from a window, and as I looked again, your face came into sight. I couldn't walk on until you'd gone from your window. I had to make you mine. I knew you were the one. Oh, I would be glad just to have a love like that. Oh, I would be true, and I'd live my life for you. So meet me tonight, just where the light shines from a window. And as I take your hand, say that you be mine tonight. Tonight, just where the light shines from a window, and as I take your hand, say that you be mine tonight.
Here I stand, head in hand, face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on feeling 2 foot small.
Every word people said, each and every day, I can see them laugh at me, and I
got to hide your love away.
Hey,
you've got to hide your love away.
After a knockdown, drag-out argument relating to the Alan Klein debacle, all the Beatles except Paul walked out of a session at London's Olympic Studios, a session also attended by Steve Miller, who, along with Paul, remained to jam. The result was My Dark Hour, a track Paul contributed backing vocals, drums, guitar, and bass. He was credited as Paul Ramone on the album cover. James Taylor's Night Owl, originally a single for his band The Flying Machine, was included on Carly Simon's No Secrets LP, almost certainly due to the fact that she was dating James at the time. An all-star recording that featured Paul and Linda, Klaus Voormann, Nicky Hopkins, Jim Keltner, and Bonnie Bramlett. Next, Paul's contribution to Ringo's self-titled LP of 1973, 6 O'Clock. He, in this case, was properly credited. Not only did he write the song, but he and Linda also supplied backing vocals.
6 O'Clock in the morning, you've just gone to sleep. I wipe a tear from my eye. Can't be the kind of company I keep. That keeps me asking. You keep me asking. You keep me wondering why. I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I should. Mm-hmm. could be the comfort going to my head. It makes me wanna dream of you. But while you're sleeping softly in your bed, I wanna tell you, I'd like to tell you, I'd love to tell you too. Every diamond in the sky's in your eyes, but I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I should. No, I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I should. I know you would say you love my way, it's good enough for you. But I know for sure I could do more. Like I, no, I don't treat you like I should. But I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I could. But I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I should. But I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I could.
Paul's band Wings lasted 10 years, from 1971 to 1981, and was known for numerous lineup changes throughout that time. Although the core always included Paul, Linda, and ex-Moody Blue, Denny Lane. During that decade, Wings also provided backing band duties to a number of artists. Paul's brother Mike McGear, Wings members Lawrence Juber and Denny Lane, Scaffold, and Susie and the Red Stripes. Starting with the 1974 LP McGear and The Man Who Found God on the Moon, a track co-written by Paul and includes his bass, keyboards, and guitar work. He was uncredited bass. The song also includes Paul's nieces, Mike's daughters, on backing vocals.
Men in balloons floating through space, gliding long motorways, running a race. Sails in the sunset, fireworks explode. Motor plane plows through a night on the road. Thinking of people, places I'd been. Flashbacks, the name of a child I'd seen. Yeah. child of God, loving from the start, selling little books for Krishna, flowers round the heart. And it made me a happy baby, and it made me smile, brought a breath of truth into this mad world for a while. Thinking of people, places I'd been, flashbacks the name of a man. I had seen
an official time on the first step, 109.240.
Man who found God in his space suit was the man who found God on the moon. You should have seen him flip. He nearly lost his grip. It was a total trip. Spiritual awakening, the lunar landscape happening once in the life of the man who found God on the moon. You should have seen him flip. He nearly lost his grip. It was a total trip. Men in balloons were floating through space, gliding long motor waves, running a race. Sails in the sunset, fireworks explode. Motor plane plows through a night on the road. I'm thinking of people, places I've been. Flashbacks, the name of a child I had been.
Yes, the answer is no peace.
happy mother's son knows the colors in the rainbow, but the very few that ever do a service for mankind. I'm waiting in the wings for the compass announcement that a change is in the program and the time has now arrived.
For love, speak for love all the time.
So stand up and be counted if you think you've got it in you to create a way of living so specifically designed to ease down on the tension we've created through the ages, the destruction and the killing of the pleasures of the mind.
Like you'd hear this anywhere else but here in the Vinyl Garage.
Walking, I hear people just know what they're saying. They're saying you grieve me and that you'll deceive me. Some morning you'll leave me. All packed up and gone. Oh, Liverpool Blue, lovely Liverpool Blue. Why don't you behave just like other girls do? Why must my poor heart keep following you? Stay home and love me, my Liverpool Blue. Forget you like I never met you. Oh, tell me the song, love, was never more long, love. Please say I belong, love, to my Liverpool Blue.
Oh, Liverpool Blue, lovely Liverpool Blue. Why don't you behave just like other girls do? Why must my poor heart keep following you? Please stay home and love.
Lawrence Juber's only appearance on a Wings LP was 1979's Back to the Egg, giving up a very lucrative session guitarist career for the honor. Maisie was featured on his first solo LP of 1982, Standard Time, but was recorded during the Back to the Egg sessions as a Wings track. Wings at that time was, in addition to Juber, Paul, Linda, Denny, and drummer Steve Holly. About this same time, Denny Lane released his third solo LP, Japanese Tears, the title of which was inspired by Paul's narcotics arrest in Japan during the Wings tour of January 1980. The tour was subsequently canceled and the future of Wings put on hold, giving the members some time off, serving as Denny's backing band on Weep for Love. Liverpool Lou was a 1974 single by the British musical comedy group The Scaffold, one of its members being the aforementioned Mike McGear. Unlike the previous, Susie and the Red Stripes was Wings, releasing one single, Seaside Woman, for Epic Records in 1977, the promotional single of which was pressed in festive red vinyl.
I was traveling boots and sand, hidebound for miracle land. Met a man called Buckingham, said, "Joe, won't you join our band?" Nickel jangled in the jukebox,
Bird of Nashville, Nashville sang.
So we carried on a long, long road to a place where we've been told all your records turn to gold, birthland of rock and roll.
As we reach the border, seven sheriffs arrive.
Seven sheriffs turn on
me and my gal. We settled outside. And a song I wrote, a little prayer in my hand, just me, boots and sand.
Hands and hands and eyes and on a curtain,
I look back at my life as I move on through the year. Every time I reminisce, one thing rings out loud and clear. I'm so grateful, a friend like you. You're the one who helped me make it through all my dreams and all my hopes to satisfy. I was lost, what could I do? None of my wishes ever came true. You were there for me.
A friend like you, a friend like you.
You simplify me, you stand beside me.
A friend like you, a friend like you.
You mystify me, you lullify me.
You have courage, you risk it all. Pick me up and every time I fall. You inspire me every day of my life.
Recognizable voice on Boots and Sand is Yosef Islam, but you know him as Cat Stevens. The track is from his 2009 LP, Road Singer, and draws its inspiration from his denial to enter the United States, and features Paul and Dolly Parton in background vocal roles. From that period in the late 80s when you couldn't mention Paul without referencing Elvis Costello, comes his biggest American hit single, Veronica, a track co-written by Paul and featuring him on bass. Brian Wilson's 2004 LP, Getting In Over My Head, was a guest artist fest of sorts, featuring Elton, Eric Clapton, his long-deceased brother Carl, and specifically relevant to this show, Paul. His contribution was backing vocals and acoustic guitar on A Friend Like You, an incredibly ironic sentiment when you keep in mind their highly competitive 60s songwriting relationships. We're concluding another Vinyl Garage with Paul's contribution to the Foo Fighters and the Smoking Mojo Filters, providing drums to the former and guitar, piano, and backing vocals to the latter. From the Foo's LP, Concrete and Gold, the track Sunday Rain, and the Mojo's Come Together. the latter being a strange choice for Paul to bestow his name to, it being a John song. That being from the Help album, a various artists charity LP.
Thank you.
There's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Right, just going after off your machine or something.